What's up, diehards? You are listening to the AWOL Sports Podcast.
Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league?
I truly have enjoyed being your quarterback.
Right between the eyes! A spectacular move! Too big, too strong, too fast, too good!
We gotta do what we do! We play like we play!
Can you feel that? That thing is beating your doggone chest right now. Can you feel it? Can you feel what's about to happen on this field, man?
You are listening to the AWOL Sports Podcast. Wes Monell here, in the building for AWOL Sports. What's up, diehards? You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. As for week one, you have a 40% chance to win the division if you win your first divisional game, in which the Cowboys did, the Eagles, the Broncos, the Steelers and Ravens, the Jaguars, and the Bills. And of course, we all know that last one isn't happening because New England is still around. But if you lost that first divisional game, the odds, they say that you only have an 11% chance to win the division. Now, of course, that doesn't mean you only have 11% chance to make the playoffs as a wild card. Moving on, Thursday night football. Kansas City had their way on opening night, 41-27 at Foxborough. Alex Smith could do no wrong, 368 yards and 4 TDs. Who saw that coming? Tyreek Hill turned on the Jets for a long score. Rookie Kareem Hunt made it look effortless. 246 yards and 3 TDs for the hat trick. He really showed resilience after fumbling on his first career carry. Justin Houston vetoed everything coming his way, getting 2 sacks, and you wouldn't think he missed 2016 with a knee injury. Tom Brady got harassed all night. The Patriots could thank Mike Gillisley because he countered Hunt's 3 scores, but as you all know, it just wasn't enough. The Eagles snapped a 5-game losing streak to the Redskins. Wentz flashed some greatness, eluding pressure pretty much all game. Throwing for 307, a TD to Aguilar and to Ertz, Ryan Kerrigan returned a tip pass at the line of scrimmage to the house. Story of the game, the Eagles D-line. 2 sacks for Brandon Graham. He picks up at the high level he left off last season, as does Fletcher Cox, including a fumble return for 6 to end the game. Kirk Cousins was tough for so long, then gave in to the pressure, like most quarterbacks would. Without that defensive score by Kerrigan, the Redskins O struggled to score 10 points. Whatever everyone else sees in the Titans, we'll just have to wait for it. The Raiders took care of business on the road. Derek Carr in cruise control, 2 TDs, 1 to his boy Amari Cooper. Beast mode was activated for 92 total yards. On the flip side, Marcus Mariota did all right, 256 yards. He ran for a score, but Tennessee was only able to put up 16 points at home. You may think the Raiders D is suspect. I see they forced the second most turnovers last season. Matthew Stafford, comeback king. He just loves playing from behind. 4 scores, connecting with rookie Kenny Golladay twice. Carson Palmer tossed 3 INTs. Each team recorded a pick 6 in the contest. Unfortunately, the Cardinals lost running back David Johnson to a wrist injury, out for at least half the season. Real contenders are capable of winning close and ugly. The black and yellow should be thankful for Antonio Brown. The guy puts up 182 yards. It didn't matter that Le'Veon Bell struggled. Jesse James, the tight end, grabbed two TDs from Big Ben. Rookie TJ Watt balling, 2 sack and a pick in his debut. 7 sacks in total for the Steelers, who blocked and recovered a punt for the first TD of the game. Rookie DeShone Kizer, not too shabby for a rookie quarterback. He threw and ran for a touchdown. Pretty good effort from a better-than-you-think Browns defense in the loss. My Rookie of the Year pick, Leonard Fournette, takes 26 carries for a hundo, punched in a score. Calais Campbell, the big free agent acquisition, instant impact with a ridiculous 4 sacks. Yannick Ngakoue deserves to be mentioned, even if I'm pronouncing his name wrong. He got to the quarterback a lot last season. 2 more sacks in this one. Dante Fowler notched a sack and a fumble return TD. Not much going for the Texans aside from DeAndre Hopkins, who scored. Deshaun Watson replaces Tom Savage and at least gives life to the Texans offense. A good decision by a good and underrated coach in Bill O'Brien. Matt Ryan gets his 300 yards, 128 of them to Austin Hooper as they hooked up on a deep touchdown play. Devontae Freeman and Jordan Howard countered each other with a rushing touchdown apiece. Rookie Tariq Cohen, 113 total yards, a receiving touchdown for the Bears, who kept Sunday Night Football. Do you want to hear about Dak Prescott's poise, Ezekiel Elliott moving the chains, or Odell Beckham Jr. missing the game? We all know about the Giants' secondary being the best in football, but the rest of the team has some serious work to do. The G-men are going to need more than just OBJ, in my usually correct opinion. But as for Dallas, they look as strong as they did last year, at least in week one, and Rod Marinelli has figured out a way to get this defense to work collectively. Another underrated player that I keep talking about, and I just posted an article about him, Sam Bradford. He did whatever he wanted with the Saints defense on Monday night. With AP looking pedestrian on the other sideline, Dalvin Cook broke his record for rushing yards in a debut with a 127. Now, I'm not going to get down on New Orleans after one road game loss, but truth is, they look like a lock to start 0-2 with the Patriots coming to town next week. Well, not even relocating up the freeway can change the same old Chargers and how they lose in heartbreaking fashion. Rookie kicker drills a field goal to tie it after a 2-touchdown comeback, but the Broncos iced him, calling timeout. Then on the second attempt, the field goal gets blocked to seal the deal. Denver's defense is going to make them tough to beat as always. A lot of us like the Chargers defense, led by the monster Joey Bosa. But Trevor Siemian looked comfortable to the tune of 2 passing touchdowns and 1 more with his legs. His counterpart, Phillip Rivers, tossed 3 of his own. I'ma take a quick break, diehards, but check out the Week 1 stat leaders and the key injuries.
Yeah.
All right, and let's turn the page over to week two. I can't tell you that I'm confident in this game on Thursday Night Football, Texans-Bengals. For all we know, Andy Dalton might be the next starting quarterback to get benched. But heading into this game, I have to side with Cincinnati because they have the QB with experience. I don't love it. The Packers at Falcons, game of the week, Sunday night, prime time. Aaron Rodgers, he's won an MVP. Matt Ryan, he's won an MVP. Exciting matchup. I'm going Green Bay because I believe they're better on both sides of the football. Monday Night Football, the comeback king, Matthew Stafford, against the New York Giants. I expect Odell Beckham to play, but I'm going to take the heart of the Lions over the hype of the Giants. The Niners only able to put up a field goal at home. No chance at the 12th man. Russell Wilson gets back on track. Legion of Boom gets rolling. That's an easy pick. That's a lock if you're doing the survivor picks. Washington, LA Rams, you got Sean McVay facing his former mentor, Jay Gruden. The Rams looked amazing last week. I know. But I also know how bad the Colts were. I'm not trying to take anything away from the Rams. I just think the Redskins, I think they're a little bit ahead as far as building something. Bears, they looked pretty good last week. You know I like their defense. But the Bucks, they're not going to take them lightly. If they were before, missing a week with the hurricane scare and all that, they're not overlooking the Bears now. Jay Cutler and Julius Thomas make their debuts in Adam Gase's offense. They reunite. I'm just not sure that they're going to be the same team with Cutler as they were last season in their playoff run with Ryan Tannehill. The Chargers, they won the fourth quarter 14-0 and still lost to the Broncos. They need to stop digging a hole for themselves. This defense is for real. Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, the cornerback tandem. The Chargers are the pick here. They're better on both sides of the football. You got Jets at Raiders. Enough said, right? Jets are in line for the first or second pick of the draft, depending on Andrew Luck's status. Silver and Black, Beast Mode and Company, Return of the Mac this Sunday. The Titans, they have a better offense. The Jaguars, they have the better defense. I like where the Jaguars are right now, momentum-wise. Should the Titans win? Sure. Browns at Ravens. I don't see another shutout here for Baltimore. Their defense has improved, but to what extent? You might say it's the Browns. I'm telling you, the Browns defense, they might be just as good as the Ravens. That remains to be seen. I think this might be a different contest the second time these two teams meet up. But as for this one, yes, clearly Baltimore is ahead. The Brady Bunch, not happy. Got embarrassed against Kansas City. Remember the last time that happened against the Chiefs? They went on a tear on a Super Bowl run, and they won more bling. I like the Saints, but I got them marching to 0-2. One of the games of the week. Carson Wentz, Alex Smith, both look good in week one. Lit up the scoreboard. The Eagles front seven, specifically the D-line, I think makes the difference in this game for the upset pick. Tough game to pick here. Dallas at Denver, Mile High Stadium. The no-fly zone. I'm not sure it's going to be as simple as people think it's going to be for Dallas. I think Denver's defense is better, more capable of getting more stops. Sam Bradford looks to duplicate last week's Monday Nighter. Man, he is going against Antonio Brown, Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell, the Killer Bees. I know the Steelers' defense looks like it's back to what it should be. But how about that Vikings defense? On the road, I am going with the Minnesota Vikings for this week. Cardinals at Colts. I'm not going to watch this game. No David Johnson, no Andrew Luck. I mean, You know, one team doesn't even have a quarterback, so we know who's going to win that game, and that's AZ. And lastly, we got the Bills at the Panthers. Interesting quarterback matchup here between Tyrod Taylor and Cam Newton. You should check out the article it just posted the other day. There's not that big of a gap as you may think on the surface, but I do have the Panthers in this game. They simply have more talent. And here's a recap of all the picks from yours truly, Westerdamus. Check them out. Place your bets on MyBookie. Enjoy week 2. We'll end the show with highlights from Sunday in week 1.
Third down and 3. Ryan, pressure, in trouble, lets it fly deep, wide open is Austin Hooper. Now it's a foot race. Stiff arm against Dempse. Hooper is gonna go! Touchdown! 88 yards.
The offensive line to improve this running game.
Stafford on 2nd and 5. And that's intercepted! The Cardinals get it right back. It's Justin Bethel down the sideline. Past Stafford, and Justin Bethel is going to have a Cardinal touchdown. Stafford's going to throw. Kenny Golladay leaps for it. He held on for a touchdown, Lions.
Just a great job finishing that play. That's
Savage lost the football again. It's out. It's scooped up by Fowler. Fowler has blockers. Fowler at the 20. Fowler, touchdown, Jags.
Carr. Again, it's Cooper twisted down. No, he's not down yet. Moves the pile, looking and fighting for the goal line. I tell you, it's close, and it's ruled a touchdown from the far side. What an effort by Amari Cooper. Stronger. Yeah, he showed it here.
You ain't kidding. He's got the rookie. We talked about Jackson. You got to make that tackle. You got him right there. Get him down. Cooper's strength, you're right. And then watch at the end. Gabe Jackson and Assimile come in and push him.
Sproles in the backfield, 3rd down and 12. Wentz can't find anyone, spins away, under pressure, still on his feet. Now he fires downfield, and it's caught by Nelson Aguilar for an Eagles touchdown. 58 yards.
In your first game of the season, in a 2-minute drive.
2nd down and 3. Cousins hit as he throws. Ball is loose. It's Fletcher Cox who takes it in for an Eagles touchdown. On the 4th Redskins turnover of this game. 6. Cousins to Thompson again. Chris Thompson stays on his feet. He's in.
A, it was offered to him. B, he believed in Sean McVay and felt the players fit his system.
Tolzien intercepted. LaMarcus Joyner, goodbye. Touchdown, Rams. Lopsided in L.A.
More man coverage here today. On first down, Rodgers protected. Pass is picked.
He'll come right back in. After this play. Play action. Newton looking for Benjamin. And it's intercepted by Cook. And he's back up on his feet across the 25 to the 30. And tripped up close to the 40-yard line. What an acrobatic interception.
But Tart making up for his error on the penalty comes with a one-handed grab and covers, Tom. Just a ton of ground. To come up with a great play.
We've seen him.
Yeah.
including a blocked field goal once that made the difference. Third down and six, and that pass sails, and then somehow Beasley makes the catch.
Oh, my gosh.
The Giants almost had an interception and maybe a pick six.
Never seen a guy catch it on his nameplate on the back. Watch this. He's going to pin into his back, and he's going to get it pinned to Beasley and then keep his feet in bounds. Oh, my goodness.